Welcome to another edition of the Gospel in 40 Days. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Kennedy Hall. Today, we're going to be reading through John chapter 11 and chapter 12. I'm going to skip all the introductions. Click the links in the description to this podcast or video for all the stuff you need. You know where it is, and all the information is there. All right, let's get into it. John chapter 11. Now there was a certain man sick named Lazarus, of Bethania, of the town of Mary and Martha her sister. And Mary was she that anointed the Lord with ointment, and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. His sisters therefore sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And Jesus hearing it said to them, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified by it. Now Jesus loved Martha, and her sister Mary, and Lazarus. When he had heard therefore that he was sick, he still remained in the same place 2 days. Then after that, he said to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. The disciples say to him, Rabbi, the Jews but now sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours of the day? If a man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if he walk in the night, he stumbleth, because the light is not in him. These things he said, and after that he said to them, Lazarus, our friend, sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. His disciples therefore said, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. But Jesus spoke of his death, and they thought that he spoke of the repose of sleep. Then therefore Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there that you may believe, but let us go to him. Thomas, therefore, who was called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, Let us also go that we may die with him. Jesus, therefore, came and found that he had been 4 days already in the grave. Now Bethania was near Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews were come to Martha and Mary, to comfort them concerning their brother. Martha, therefore, as soon as she heard that Jesus had come, went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha, therefore, said to Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been there, my brother had not died. But now also I know that whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give thee. Jesus saith to her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, although he be dead, shall live. And everyone that liveth and believeth in me shall not die forever. Believest thou this? She saith to him, Yea, Lord, I have believed that thou art Christ, the Son of the living God, who art come into this world. And when she had said these things, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, The Master is come, and calleth for thee. She, as soon as she heard this, riseth quickly and cometh to him. For Jesus was not yet come into the town, but he was still in that place where Martha had met him. The Jews therefore, who were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up speedily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth to the grave, to weep there. When Mary therefore was come where Jesus was, seeing him, she fell down at his feet, and saith to him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Jesus therefore, when he saw her weeping, and the Jews that were come with her weeping, groaned in the spirit, and troubled himself, and said, Where have you laid him? They say to him, Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept. The Jews therefore said, Behold, how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not he that opened the eyes of the man born blind have caused that this man should not die? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the sepulchre. Now it was a cave, and a stone was laid over it. Jesus saith, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith to him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he is now of 4 days. Jesus saith to her, Did not I say to thee, that if thou believe, thou shalt see the glory of God? They took therefore the stone away, and Jesus lifting up his eyes said, Father, I give thee thanks that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people who stand about have I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. When he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And presently he that had been dead came forth, bound feet and hands with winding bands, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said to them, Loose him, and let him go. Many therefore of the Jews, who were come to Mary and Martha, and had seen the things that Jesus did, believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees, and told them the things that Jesus had done. The chief priests therefore and the Pharisees gathered a council, and said, What do we? For this man doth many miracles. If we let him alone so, all will believe in him, and the Romans will come, and take away our place and nation. But one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that year, said to them, You know nothing. Neither do you consider that it is expedient for you that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. And this he spoke not of himself, but being the high priest of that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for the nation. And not only for the nation, but to gather together in one the children of God that were dispersed. From that day, therefore, they devised to put him to death. Wherefore Jesus walked no more openly among the Jews, but he went into a country near the desert, unto a city that is called Ephraim, and there he abode with his disciples. And the Pasch of the Jews was at hand, and many from the country went up to Jerusalem before the Pasch to purify themselves. They sought therefore for Jesus, and they discoursed one with another, standing in the temple, What think you that he is not come to the festival day? And the chief priests and Pharisees had given a commandment that if any man knew where he was, he should tell, that they might apprehend him. Chapter 12. Jesus therefore 6 days before the Pasch came to Bethania, where Lazarus had been dead, whom Jesus raised to life. And they made him a supper there, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that were at table with him. Mary therefore took a pound of ointment of right spikenard, of great price, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, he that was about to betray him, said, Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? Now he said this, not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and having the purse, carried the things that were put therein. Jesus therefore said, Let her alone, that she may keep it against the day of my burial. For the poor you will always have with you, but me you have not always. A great multitude therefore of the Jews knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests thought to kill Lazarus also, because many of the Jews, by reason of him, went away and believed in Jesus. And on the next day a great multitude that was come to the festival day, when they had heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. And Jesus found a young ass and sat upon it, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, thy king cometh, sitting on an ass's colt. These things his disciples did not know at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things to him. The multitude therefore gave testimony, which was with him, when he called Lazarus out of the grave, and raised him from the dead, for which reason also the people came to meet him, because they heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, Do you see that we prevail nothing? Behold, the whole world has gone after him. Now there were certain Gentiles among them who came up to adore on the festival day. These therefore came to Philip, who was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew. Again Andrew and Philip told Jesus, but Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falling into the ground die, itself remaineth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world keepeth it unto life eternal. If any man minister to me, let him follow me, and where I am, there also shall my minister be. If any man minister to me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause I came unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. A voice therefore came from heaven. I have both glorified it, and will glorify it again. The multitude therefore that stood and heard, said that it thundered. Others said, An angel spoke to him. Jesus answered and said, This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of the world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all things to myself. Now this he said, signifying what death he should die. The multitude answered him, We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever, and how sayest thou, The Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Jesus therefore said to them, Yet a little while the light is among you. Walk whilst you have the light, and the darkness overtake you not. And he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. Whilst you have the light, believeth in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things Jesus spoke, and he went away, and hid himself from them. And whereas he had done so many miracles before them, they believed not in him. That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he said, Lord, who hath believed our hearing? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, He hath blinded their ears and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spoke of him. However, many of the chief men also believed in him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, that they might not be cast out of the synagogue. For they love the glory of men more than the glory of God. But Jesus cried and said, He that believeth in me doth not believe in me, but in him that sent me. And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth in me may not remain in darkness. And if any man hear my words and keep them not, I do not judge him, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that despiseth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father who sent me. He gave me commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. The things therefore that I speak, even as the Father said unto me, so do I speak. This concludes another edition of the Gospel in 40 Days. I will see you tomorrow.